This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, September 24th. God's word for you today is Pay It Forward. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. And it says, "You have heard me teach things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now, teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others." Today's anchor scripture highlights four generations. Paul says, "The things I have taught you, Timothy, you need to entrust to other people. Teach and coach them so that they will be able to pass it on to the next generation." Everyone is supposed to have a four-generational influence at the least, where there is someone you are training that will train someone and that will train someone else. And this is big because if you're saved today, there was someone that spoke to you, prompted and prodded you to go to a church, or told you about Jesus directly. Guess what? There is someone that told that someone, and there is someone that told that someone, that told that someone that told you. The question to you is that chain going to be broken by you, or are you going to pass it on? Who are you going to pass on the gospel, the good news of Jesus to? Is anybody going to be in heaven because of you? I want you to really think about this. Why? It is because Christianity is always a generation away from extinction, and that is the truth. So, God is depending on you to pass it on. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20 says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." The promise is, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. But the premise to that promise is, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey. Do you want the security of God's presence with you? Pass on the good news. Talk about Jesus. Be creative. God's presence will be so manifest in your life. So, I want you to say to the Lord, "Lord, help me to bring one person to you before this year passes." Some of you do not want to wait till the end of the year. You want to trust God for next Sunday. That is a good goal to set. Pray about it. The truth is that the reason people may find this difficult is that they do not pray about it. I want you to begin to pray about it. A simple prayer, for example, "Lord, I pray for this my friend. He or she is far from you. Draw this my friend to yourself. Show me the way to bring this person to Jesus." How do you think heaven will respond? Let us pray. Father, I go as you have commanded me. I will make disciples of all nations. I will teach these new disciples to love and obey your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.